Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallava Iri Varadadi Gopi Jana Vallava Iri Varadadi Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Yamuna tiravana Chari Damuna Tiravana Chari Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Aigo, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada 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 Chila Prabhupada Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Yes. Thank you. Bacchanal. I must say, the group is highly inspiring, but also our two master or mistress of ceremony are totally over the top. I think we say like this. So thank you for that positive spirit which you carry, Makanlal and Sita Shakti. Please, those of you who know the mantra, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paskajare Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Can I have a quick show of hands? What do you consider the essence of kirtan? Not everyone at once, please. Anushka. To connect with Krishna. To glorify Krishna. Happiness. To please Krishna. Wonderful. To properly associate with devotees. Mm-hmm. Essence of kirtan. Begin to glow? Being the glue. Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying we have to begin to glow. It's also a nice point. Prabhuji, you are talking in two meanings. Being the glue which keeps devotees together. Yes. To beg for service, yes, Mataji. To create the energy power. Wonderful. Yes, Ma. To feel relaxed and tranquil. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To feel safe in the vibration. Yeah, wonderful. You are, my God, you are the pandits here. Yes, yes. To purify our hearts. Mm-hmm. To take away the material pain. Where do you feel it? In the body or in the heart? In the heart, in the mind. Yes, that constant... our devotee says this constant anxiety, which is just sometimes covered, sometimes coming out of us when we are grieving that the girl we loved didn't respond at all. Or something like that. Yes, yes, these are things. Yes, Prabhuji. To let go. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. To celebrate Krishna together with the greatest joy. This is someone from the Mediterranean countries. Wonderful, Maharaj. Wonderful. Wonderful. Let me do now an attempt on my own question. The essence of kirtan is, as the word says, kirt is to glorify Krishna, to glorify the person who is the most opulent, the most richest, the most strong, the most wise, and thereby to enter into his presence, to come close, to connect. The essence of kirtan in a Sanskrit word, a simple Sanskrit word, is sambandha, which means a bond, a connection, a real relationship. When someone does kirtan and he addresses Krishna, he feels a relationship, a sweet relationship in his heart, which in the beginning is a little bit small, but then becomes expanded more and more, until finally he actually greets Krishna on the throne of his heart. Prabhupada said once, chanting Hare Krishna means to keep Krishna always within the heart. It's a relationship. Unless you chant for Krishna, unless you connect with Krishna, you only experience the shadow of kirtan. My dear devotees, I'm trying hard to convince Krishna Kirtan, Makhanlal and Sita Shakti to make an experiment, but I have not been successful as of yet. What I'm trying to convince them is that we serve you on the noontime the shadow of a meal. I want to do it like this. I have all the prasadam. We have it. There's pizza, Spanish pizza with Spanish olives and everything else, gulab jamuns and so on. And then, instead of saying, dear Pandava Senas, eat the feast, we say, eat the shadow of the feast. Would any... I'm trying to... You look at me very shocked, I notice. I must say, I have not yet been successful, and we will see in the noontime, but I think no one will be so cruel to do this experiment in reality. But, my dear devotees, if you only have a shadow of something, you can't really have the experience. So if you chant without sambandha or without connecting to Krishna, if you chant by not being conscious of Krishna, by not thinking I'm praising Krishna now, I'm entering into Krishna's presence, you will only have the shadow of the kirtan, and that will not satisfy you. Who can be satisfied by a shadow? We have a madanga player. Imagine we give him a shadow of a madanga. He won't make any sound on the shadow. Or if you have a fruit on the tree and you eat the reflection, the shadow on the ground, you only have sand in your mouth. So someone who doesn't chant Hare Krishna with the idea that I'm your part, Krishna, he or she will never be satisfied. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, what do you feel when you chant Hare Krishna? It was a journalist who asked this question. Would you like to know what Prabhupada feels when he chants? He said, I feel no fear. This means that the anxieties, the insecurity goes away when you chant properly, that is, in a relationship. I will make an now very soon in active learning with you. Let me read to you from Chant and Be Happy. It's a section. If you would like to read along with me, please take your book. It's on the Latin number of the page is 14. X is for a 10. And a V with an I on the left side is for 4. Huh? So it's on page 14. Last before last paragraph. These three words, namely Hare Krishna and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Mahamantra. The chanting, so good, is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy. Different pages. I'm sorry. It's X, I, and V. Can you give me your book? This is a very good. Are we on the same page? No, we are not. Hare Krishna. That's a very important. No, my dear devotees, it's the same. But some of you have not yet become Sherlock Holmes. It's an X, huh? And V. We are not on the same page. I'm sorry. An X V I, like this. Not on my book. It's X I V, and on your it's X V I. Hare Krishna. Okay. Let's, these three words, namely Hare Krishna and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Mahamantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. And now it's this sentence which I'm really want to hammer into our minds. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the Supreme Father's grace, and the Lord reveals Himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. Have you ever watched a child crying for the mother? I have identified two types of cries. Mother, mother. And they play around with so many things. And I have identified another cry. Mother! It really has an echo here. The first cry was a cry without, you know, having the mother in the heart or in the terms of this morning class. The first cry was a cry without an actual feeling of sambandha or relationship. The second cry which you heard, I hope I did it right, was a cry where the child really thought of the mother and felt he needed the mother. So when you chant, please chant having Krishna in your mind, Krishna in your heart. Chant for Krishna. Don't chant to get prasadam. Don't chant to just have a hot disco dance. Don't chant to just, to just mechanically, like you say, many Hare Krishnas, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. They are so dry. They chew sand when they chant because they don't have the actual mantra. They have only the shadow and they try to eat the shadow, but it makes the mouth dry. No, chant in a Krishna conscious way. Be aware of Krishna. And we will now do an active learning. We will do now a little meditation. But you guys, I think this is how Makhandlal addresses you, look a little tired. So I request you, we will do a little, we will raise our hands. But Gaura Hari, please get the box, the tempura. And we will chant a little bit like this. The idea of this exercise is keep the arms up. I know some of you will feel like a gladiator afterwards. The idea of this simple gesture is that like a child who addresses the parents to be picked up by the parents, the devotee raises his arms. It's very important that you don't let the arms come down, even if you feel you die. You won't die. It's very important. It's by the way, also a yoga exercise. You will feel amazing results. Don't let the arms go down. Please. I have given many workshops and no one has ever taken the arms down. Don't do this now. Listen. So the idea is we raise the arms in the sky to address Krishna that, please, I'm like a child and I want to be picked up by you. So let us chant like this in one voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. A little bit more heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Think of Krishna, that Krishna picks you up. Na Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. More heart, arms up. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. More heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Slowly take the arms down and wait for further instructions. When the devotee chants, he meditates about three things. First of all, he meditates, I'm an eternal part of Krishna. The second is, Krishna is the infinite Lord. And the third is, I'm in this world to reform my truant tendencies. Do you know what the word truant means? Well, you are from England. Truant? It's like we do when we have to go to school, but we don't go. Then we are truant. I never went to school. I ran away from school when I was 15, and I don't regret it. but most of us should go to the university and everywhere else and learn. but this is the Sambandha meditation, the relationship meditation. And we will do this now. We will sing in this meditation. And afterwards, Gaurahari, if it doesn't work, you can do it with a harmonium. Afterwards, we will exchange with our neighbors about this exercise. So it's now very important that while you sing, I will give you certain meditations which you should be aware of. The first is sit down properly. Exhale very deeply and inhale deeply. And just become aware that you are an eternal soul, a servant of Krishna, and sing from this position. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now think as you sing that you are really an eternal soul, but you have a relationship with Krishna. You're not really the body, you're not an Englishman or an English woman or a German. That's not a good German identification. You are an eternal part of Krishna, and address him as you sing like this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Think you are an eternal part of Krishna and you're calling out for Him. Sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
You now kindly turn to your neighbor. Whoever happens to be your neighbor is perfect. But I must say, the atmosphere is different. You have done your work very well. And everyone has found the neighbor. Who has not found a neighbor? And while you raise your hand, look for a person who is in your situation. Tulsi, here is many neighbors waiting for you. Good. Now, I would like you to really discuss for 5 minutes, very intensive, a question. The difference between shadow chanting and real chanting is what? Real chanting means to chant, to glorify Krishna. Yes, to have a relationship to Krishna, to connect with Krishna. Huh? Like we tried. So the three steps which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says for our connection is just think who you are. Think who Krishna is and chant. So, I would like you to discuss the difference between shadow chanting or mechanic chanting, mindless chanting, and the real chanting. The chanting in connection, the chanting in with feelings, the chanting in Krishna consciousness. Start now. In the work Prema Vivata by Jagadananda Pandit, this chanting with the relationship has been so nicely explained. Jagadananda says, Erupe sansara pramite konajana sadhu sange nijatatva avagatana. The living entity wanders in this world and takes one birth after another. If by chance he comes in contact with a saintly person, he becomes immediately knowledgeable of his true identity as pure spirit soul, an eternal servant of Krishna. Then Jagadananda says how this knowledge, I'm a servant of Krishna, enters the heart just like all of us. We have heard from Srila Prabhupada's books and from the devotees which we met that you are not an Englishman. You are not an Indian. You are actually a servant of Krishna. It comes like a flash into the heart. And then, enlightened by this knowledge, one doesn't want material entanglement any longer. Do you also feel like this? No more material entanglement for me? Yes, I think we feel. No, I don't want this miserable material life. I want an ecstatic Krishna consciousness. So then he laments, alas, why have I served this illusory material energy for so long? And then he regrets and cries out, Krishna, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Those of you who can cry out, do this please. Krishna!
Krishna!
My Lord!
My Lord!
I'm your eternal servant.
I'm your eternal servant.
Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely successful.
My life
No, no, no. I have put you in illusion. You are not successful when you leave Krishna's lotus feet. So let's try again. Now with full heart. I won't cheat you another time. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. Yes. So, I'm sorry, I sometimes do these things. To just check if you're listening. So, when Krishna hears you, and I think Krishna must have heard you, because I noticed when I said, ever since I left you, my life has been completely successful, you didn't want to say it. So when Krishna hears that you really say, I left you and I made a mistake. I made a mistake. Then, it is described, Krishna taridena nitya chitshaktira bala maya kashana chare hayadubala. Lord Krishna gives such a person who calls out to him his transcendental internal potency and this overbearing power of the Lord's spiritual potency weakens Maya's influence on the living entity. My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics, this is really the essence of chanting. You turn to Krishna in a very prayerful mood, saying to him and expressing to him, I'm really your eternal servant. Please accept me. And as Krishna hears you chanting like this, he's like a mother who hears the child calling, not mother, 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 but mother! Yes, and then Krishna, it's described, gives you or invests in you from above his spiritual potency, and as a result, you're protected from Maya. Isn't that wonderful? I think this is so wonderful. My dear devotees, in this world you have so many relationships to parents, to friends, to teachers in the school and in the university, to the man who controls your ticket, to the milkman, to the where you buy your groceries, so many relationships, but they will all disappear like smoke of incense disappears in the air. There's only one relationship which is always with you. It's the relationship to
Krishna.
But how often do you think about this relationship? Most of us are so busy with the 1,000 insignificant little things. Have you become enlightened by becoming an email junkie? Hare Krishna. Have you become enlightened by reading all this insignificant, unimportant news? Oh. You must think about your relationship. You must enter. Have you ever been in love? I think it doesn't happen to the Pandava Senas. Do you know how exciting it is to be in love and to say yes to this feeling? It's like 1,000 volt. So why not try to enter a relationship with Krishna? And it's so easy. He waits on the other side. He has not broken the relationship. He is always true to the relationship. Even if you forget him, he gives you air, he gives you food, he gives you a fire of digestion to digest the food. He keeps the planets on which you wander in orbit, he is really true to his side of the relationship. Why not now enter the relationship with Krishna by chanting in a way where you are mindful of him? I'm your eternal servant. Please engage me, the Hare Krishna mantra. Let's do that again. Please raise your hands like the child who cries for the mother or the father and chant with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to do it, unfortunately, once again, because most of you did it with the voice. That's already good. You have mastered level one. Now comes the heart. Chant with your heart. The Krishna, please accept me. Once again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this is what we learn from Srila Prabhupada, that the chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the Supreme Father's grace. And the Lord reveals himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. You know, once I asked Aindra Prabhu, who sometimes had throat problems because he sang sometimes for 12 hours a day, you know, and in the hot season and the cold season. I said, what do you do when your voice goes? And I was hoping for a tip like this special fisherman friends or one of these. And he then looked at me with a piercing glance and he said, then you must chant with your heart. Anyways, that's the chanting which Krishna hears. So I'm seeing Makanlal and Sita Thakurani getting ready to remind me of the time factor. Few minutes for questions we have. Thank you very much. Sita Thakurani, I feel very enlivened by this, but we are already running late, so you have to fire your questions at me while I take my fisherman's friend. Yes, Prabhu. Your good name, please. Rasika Hare Krishna Das. Rasa Vihari Krishna Das. Please say your question. Yes. You say, sometimes I feel like a car. The ignition spark is there. I feel the emotion. But I can't translate it into locomotions, you know, going forward. You need to make a connection. You need to have a wire between your heart and your voice. And this wire is simply this meditation. I am a soul. Krishna is my infinite master. And now I'm asking him, please engage me in your service. And you will see, when you install this wire into your heart, or if you just think, please engage me in your service, Krishna, you will go from the emotion to your heart and you will go, please! And it will be in your voice. You need some installation in your heart. The wire. That is this type of meditation. I'm please engage me in your service. Yes, someone else? Yes, Mataji. Here, this Mataji is there. Please speak very clearly, not so super fast, because... Yes, the feeling for Krishna consciousness becomes stronger if you know about Krishna. You need to know something about the person whose name you are chanting. Think of a relationship. Have you experienced a relationship to a sister, to a friend, girlfriend maybe? The moment you get to know the person more and more and more, the feeling actually increases. So therefore, we need to regularly read informations about Krishna. Prabhupada once told us, if you don't read my books, then after some time there will be no more Hari Bol, Hari Bol. The feeling will die. Read the books to understand about Krishna. Mm-hmm. And while you chant, because this is a kirtan fiesta, switch off and switch on. What does this enigmatic formula mean? Switch off your mind, don't listen to your mind, and switch on your heart's voice. My dear Lord, please engage me in my service. Or like here, why have I served this illusory material energy for so long? Oh, my Lord, I'm your eternal servant. Ever since I left the shelter of your lotus feet, my life has been completely devastated. Not a real life, a shadow life. Good. Yes. Hare Krishna, your good name, please. Yash. Wonderful. Yash means fame, isn't it?
From the very first time you start chanting, how long would it take to build a relationship with Krishna?
From the very first time you start chanting. Once we asked this question to Srila Prabhupada in Hamburg, not me, but my godbrothers. I was still an illusion at that time. someone of my godbrothers asked this question. Thank you. Prabhupada, how long does it take? And Prabhupada looked at him. Immediately or not after 1,000 years? 1,000 lives. He made the point that Krishna consciousness is a free decision of the soul, where we engage our freedom of choice, you know, that ability where we decide things in our life, and we decide with our freedom of choice. It's an individual, authentic decision which comes and which only you can do. Not even a movement can do this decision for you. Not even the Pandava Sena can do this decision for you. You have to do it yourself. That Krishna, I am sincerely turning to you. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita which says, where a very nice example is given. You know of the Ramayana? That there is Ravan who makes the whole world cry, and he has a brother. What is his name? That's the bad brother. He has also a good brother, Bibhishan. Yes. So Bibhishan advised Ravan, give back Sita, otherwise we will be in great, great trouble. Ram will come and take Sita from us, and there will be a war where everyone will be extinguished. Ravan didn't listen to him, and Vibhisan then decided he is hopeless, and he went to Lord Ram. So when he was coming to Lord Ram, he was in his demon roop, in his demon form. He had long eyes and long ears. I've seen you, Makanlal. I will finish with this. He came. And all the to South India, where Ram with his monkey army was, and all the monkeys started to tremble. And the powerful Vanaras took their clubs to go after Vibhishan. Ram stopped them. Sugriva, stop. Hanuman, stop. Vibhishan came down, you know, from out of the air, and started to walk against Ram, and all the Varanas were getting ready, you know, if he does anything to our Ram, we will really show him our devotion to Ram. And he came closer and closer, and then he made his obeisances. The Varanas said to Ram, he doesn't mean it. He will jump out of his obeisances with a knife and try to hurt you or do something. But Ram kept them all. And then Vibhishan said, please accept me as your servant, O Ram. And then Ram made this declaration. Listen to this. Anyone who simply says, I am yours, I will give them the courage and I will accept them. And in the Vaishya, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, takes this and he says, anyone who says, Krishna, I forgot you for so many long years, but I am yours, I'm your sincere servant, Krishna accepts him. So I want to end this program by requesting you to speak after me. Krishna,
Krishna,
I am yours.
I am yours.
I have forgotten you for so many long years.
I have forgotten you for so many long years.
But really, I'm your sincere servant. My dear devotees, Krishna has heard you. Now, if you stay in this place and don't leave this place or this conviction, Hogya. Thank you very, 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 very much. And Hare Krishna. And remember, when you chant, to chant with a sense of relationship. Tomorrow, you will get further instructions at the same time. Hare Krishna. Haribo. Haribo.